This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
It is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibration level. We would once again like to express our greetings to each of you in this ability. We like to express our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with the rest of you in your vibrational level. Now, before we begin, once again, we would remind you that that continues to exist in this particular energy that you have created on this afternoon, that opportunity for you to be involved in what we like to refer to as the silent communication, or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, many times the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so you will find that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you refer to as a meditative state, and in that state have that opportunity to be involved in that silent communication. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent. But as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we have continuously suggested that this reality that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state is an illusionary reality. Not insignificant, but illusionary. Not only illusionary, but perhaps the most illusionary reality that you experience in any of your various states and levels of consciousness. An illusionary state in which you go to great lengths to put in place limitations that allow you in your so-called awakened consciousness state to have the understanding of who and what you truly are. Limitations that you put in place that leave you with the impression most times that this reality, or at least a majority of this reality, is occurring without your input, and perhaps most importantly, without the understanding and the knowledge that it is within your capacity to alter it. Not only is it within your capacity to alter it, but that you are at some level absolutely in control. That becomes a very difficult concept to grasp. Absolutely, because once again you go to great lengths to put in place various types of energy that limit your capacity to have that understanding, particularly in your so-called awakened consciousness state, and also through other various levels of consciousness that you experience in this illusionary vibrational level that you choose to exist within. You believe in time and space. So-called human consciousness belief systems that are very difficult to put aside. And yet without putting aside those particular beliefs and belief systems, it also becomes very difficult to gain an understanding and an explanation of how you truly exist. You exist in the now. And once again, even the use of that terminology is a reference to your belief in time and space, where it's now. It's neither the past nor the future, but it's now. But it's still, once again, based upon that concept that there is a past and a future. And so it becomes very difficult to grasp the understanding of who and what you truly are and who and what you are truly involved in when you continuously utilize and compare your existences to this equation of time and space. Your consciousness exists within each and every cell of your entire being. Each of you can hold and grasp that concept. It's not really that far out to understand that existing within your physical being is the capacity of your consciousness to be involved in the entire activity that are being carried out within your physical being. But many individuals seldom stop to comprehend is that there are literally billions of activities that are being carried out within your physical being. Billions of activities that some level of your consciousness is not only aware of, but is participating in, and is overseeing, if you wish, those activities. Existing as well within your physical being are a multitude of organisms that you would look upon as being somehow foreign, and yet they are part of who and what you truly are. They are your creation that allow you to function and allow the multitude, the billions of various activities to be carried out within your physical being. Your consciousness, this speck of consciousness that you are, absolutely understands the entire activity, absolutely is in control of and is affecting the entire functions of your physical being. These billions of activities that are occurring within your physical body. Yet, in your awakened consciousness state, which for the most part many individuals believe is the important aspect of your focus of understanding, of your consciousness if you wish, very seldom has the capacity to concentrate on many more than one particular idea or function at a time. You limit your capacity to have that understanding. And yet, within your physical body, once again, there are a multitude of billions of activities that are being carried on that are indeed entirely within the realm of control of your consciousness. Perhaps not your awake consciousness, but other levels of your consciousness and that spark of consciousness that you are. While it may be difficult to grasp this concept that you have control of these multitude of activities, it is nonetheless within your capacity of understanding that they are absolutely taking place on a continual basis within your physical being, regardless of the level of consciousness that you are aware of, be that your so-called awakened consciousness state or in an altered state of consciousness that you might refer to as a dream state or a meditative state. These activities continuously are occurring within your physical being. That you can accept. It's what you refer to as being alive. It's what sustains your so-called presence in this particular incarnational period. And it's indeed something that you not only can recognize as being part of this existence, but absolutely necessary for you to continue to involve your physical presence in this particular incarnational period. Now, what becomes more difficult to grasp is the understanding of the concept that that spark of consciousness that you are, that's involved in that billions of activities that are occurring continuously within your physical being, is also occurring in all of the activities that occur throughout the entire universe. Now that becomes a little bit more abstract, a little bit more far out, if you would, to accept that you are all that is, that you are connected to all of the activities that occur throughout the entire universe, and yet you are separate. You see, therein lies the difficulty of trying to give you an explanation of who and what you truly are. For each of you is an individual, and yet you are one. Each of you are separate, and yet you are all connected. When we suggest that there's an activity going on within your physical being, that your consciousness is aware of, that spark of consciousness that you are, that is aware of the billions of activities that are occurring within your physical being, not only within the thought that you might look upon as being part of you, but your basic cells, for example, that exist within your physical body, but all of the other activities that are being carried on by what you might refer to as form, objects or entities that exist within your physical being. Some desirable, some perhaps not so desirable, but nonetheless, occurring within your physical being. In that spark of consciousness that you are, is aware of all of those activities, even by those so-called elements that you would not refer to as being necessarily part of you, but rather as other organisms, perhaps, that are involved within your physical being. The spark of consciousness that you are is aware of all of those activities. What becomes difficult for you to grasp is that spark of consciousness that you are is also aware of all of the other activities that are occurring in every other element throughout your entire universe. You are one. And yet you are separate. Therein lies the difficulty of grasping this concept in your awakened consciousness state and through the various levels of consciousness that you experience, the understanding of who and what you truly are. You are all that is. There is not one entity. There is not one spark of consciousness that exists not only in your vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level throughout all of creation, who is any more or any less than what you are. And who is somehow separate from what you are, and yet is entirely separate from what you are. It defies an explanation. You must go within inside to have that understanding, to sense the feeling of knowing who and what you truly are. And so you exist within this particular incarnational period. And in your conscious state, as a result of the limitations that you choose to put in place, you, particularly in your awakened consciousness state, and to varying degrees, as well in other levels of consciousness that you experience in this particular incarnational period, believe that this is it, that this is the most important existence and incarnational period that you will be involved in. And for some, the belief that it's the only incarnational period that you are involved in. And we're not suggesting for an instant that any of those beliefs are right or wrong. You see, right or wrong, believing in various realities that may exist after your so-called passing through this incarnational period, or holding the belief that there are no other realities when you leave this incarnational period, are belief systems that you hold, that influence and have an impact upon the experiences that you have in this so-called awakened consciousness state in this particular incarnational period. They're not right or wrong. The choices that you make, the beliefs that you hold, and the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but simply gives to you that which you desire. And so if you choose to believe that this particular incarnational period is the only one that you will experience, then we assure you that you will have all kinds of experience to validate that belief system, even when you're in your altered states of consciousness, even when you so-called pass over or die or leave this incarnational period, you will experience the validation of those belief systems that that's the end. The irony of it is that it's really difficult to have that experience if it really is the end. Because it wouldn't be an experience. It would be the end. But ironically, it doesn't end. You continue to experience what it is that you believe. And in that altered state of consciousness that we refer as the between incarnational state, it becomes very difficult to perpetuate that belief. It becomes very difficult to continue to hold in place this very strong veil that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And although there is still a veil, although there is still limitations to the understanding of who and what you truly are, you begin to grasp the concept that, hey, I can change this reality. I can change this illusion. You grasp the concept of the understanding that the reality that you experience is a validation of the beliefs that you hold. And even though you still live within the limitations to a certain extent of this so-called veil, you at the same time are as near to the complete understanding of who and what you truly are as you can be while you still exist and continue to choose to exist in this vibrational level. And so in that in-between incarnational state, you receive the validation of the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. And they're not right or wrong. If you believe that you will enter into some type of a reality that is perpetually a warm and welcoming place, then you should experience that. If you choose to believe that this is the termination of your existence, then you shall as well experience that type of a belief where you feel like, well, this is it. But once again, if this is it, you cannot feel it. If you believe that you are going to enter into some type of what your religions like to refer to as a heavenly experience, then you shall have that. But as well, you will come to understand that it is your creation, that it is a validation of your beliefs and belief system. Now, what becomes difficult for you to grasp, because of your belief in time and space, because of the difficulty that you have of putting aside this belief that you are involved in a very important experience in this incarnational period as opposed to other realities that you may be involved in but are not aware of from your awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level, it becomes difficult for you to accept and to understand that even though you seemingly are not involved in existing in this incarnational period and consequently in the perpetuation of your so-called vibrational level in earth systems, yet you truly are. The essence of who and what you truly are exists throughout your entire universe. You are all that is, and you are one. And you exist in the now. Time and space are illusionary. They validate the incarnational periods that you choose to be involved in to make it real so that you have the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are only possible for you to experience when you believe you're not in control. When you believe that there is this passage of time and space and the past is something that has occurred and the future has the opportunity for you to manipulate and perhaps change. The irony of it is it's an illusion. It doesn't really exist other than you choose to believe that it exists. Time and space are illusionary. They don't exist. And so, you exist in the now in a multitude of incarnational periods similar to existing as you can grasp and understand the concept, billions of individual cells throughout your body that are all functioning, carrying out various activities that your consciousness is absolutely aware of. And yet, in your awakened consciousness state, you don't understand or indeed have the awareness of each and every activity within your entire physical being. And yet the stock of consciousness that you are is absolutely aware of all of those activities being carried on simultaneously. And each individual cell within your physical being is aware of the activity that it's participating in to perpetuate your physical being. And so you are involved as well in a multitude of incarnational periods and similar to the multitude of cells that exist throughout your physical being that are carrying on activities that seemingly are separate and individual from each other and yet are all tied together to make the physical body being what it is. And so all of the interactions of the so-called incarnational periods that you're involved in are simultaneously occurring and are interacting with and changing and manipulating and facilitating all of the other incarnational periods that you're involved in to back up this concept of who and what you truly are. And so you exist in a multitude of incarnational periods, all interacting with, all affecting the total being of who and what you truly are. And you choose to be in this particular instance aware of this particular incarnational period of being the most important one. They are all important. There is no one that is more important than the other. Similar to, once again, the functionality of the various multitudes of billions of cells that are occurring within your physical being that are all necessary to sustain and maintain this illusionary reality that you exist in. And when you seemingly leave this incarnational period, you alter your state of consciousness. Those that choose to continue to exist in this vibrational level will perpetuate their reality, this illusionary reality in their awakened consciousness state. But at some level of your consciousness, each of you are once again connected, you are one, because you do not exist in this illusionary reality, in this incarnational period. Does not mean for an instant that you do not exist in other realities, other incarnational periods, interacting with many times many of the same individuals that you interact with in this particular incarnational period. You see, once again, it becomes very difficult to give an explanation, because we continuously refer back to a explanation that's based upon a belief in time and space. And so we're giving an explanation that's based upon an illusion that doesn't really exist. And so therefore it defies explanation. We have suggested many times to go with inside. To go with inside and to grasp the understanding of who and what you truly are. To grasp the understanding that it's a realization as opposed to an explanation. To grasp the understanding that it's an emotion and a feeling that defies explanation through the use of some type of vocabulary. And consequently, once again, you won't find it written down in a book. You won't find it in any type of particular seminar that you wish to attend, where someone will profess that they have discovered the keys to the understanding, and that they can somehow give you an explanation of who and what you truly are. It defies explanation. But it is not something that's impossible for you to gain the understanding of. But it is an experience that each of you, at some level of your consciousness, are quite aware of. It is one which is possible for you to experience in your so-called altered state of consciousness, in your meditative state, where you alter your state of consciousness by maintaining awareness of what it is that you're experiencing, so that you can bring back into your so-called awakened consciousness state, if not an explanation, at least an understanding of the concept of who and what you truly are. Similar to, while you may have difficulty experiencing and understanding all of the various activities that are occurring within your physical being, you can at least grasp and accept the explanation that it's occurring. It's a necessary element for you to continue to exist in your illusionary reality, in your conscious state, in this vibrational level. So you exist in the now. You are all that is. Once again, it becomes a very difficult explanation to even attempt to explain based upon your belief in time and space that you have all of these incarnational periods occurring within the same time and same space, in the now, that you choose to not be aware of, that you choose to focus on one particular incarnational period in that particularly awakened consciousness state, without understanding that you are indeed in all of the other incarnational states, other than the other incarnational activities that you're involved in, experiencing the same types of feelings and emotions in terms of your conscious state, being aware of primarily one incarnational state while eliminating the recognition and the validation of all the rest. like your conscious stack, like your mind being focused on one particular item, while eliminating the understanding and awareness of the billions of activities that are occurring constantly within your physical being. That your subconsciousness is not only absolutely aware of, but absolutely under control of as well. And to extend that particular hypothesis to encompass your entire universe that you are aware of in this incarnational state, in this incarnational period, in this illusionary reality, whose expansion is only limited by your imagination. It's an illusion. It's an illusionary reality. As difficult as that is to grasp when it seems so real, it's an illusion. You exist in this particular incarnational period for the opportunity of experiencing the intense range of emotions and feelings that are only possible when you believe you're not in control. And those intense range of emotions and feelings are not always what you in your awakened consciousness state would view to be as desirable, but in your own state of consciousness, from that spark of consciousness from which you create this reality, there is no judgment as to what's right or wrong, but simply a validation of beliefs and belief systems that you put in place. Human consciousness belief systems, societal belief systems, and individual belief systems, which all interact and which you have agreed to participate and to perpetuate in order to make this seem real, to make it seem beyond your capacity to control, so that you and the other individuals that you're involved with in this incarnational period have the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are only possible when you believe you're not in control. You are all that is. The reality you create is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is an illusion. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. As difficult as it is to grasp, the reality you experience is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. The reality you experience is the reality that at some level of your consciousness you have desired to have that experience in order to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings connected with a particular activity or involvement in an experience. And all of the other individuals that you're involved with in this so-called incarnational period, in this experience, have agreed to participate. Similarly, for the opportunity for them to experience intense ranges of emotions and feelings, while at some level of their consciousness, believing that they're not truly in control, while at other levels of their buried consciousness, at the spark of consciousness from which you create this reality, is the understanding that you are absolutely in control. You are all that is. You exist in a multitude of incarnational periods and experiences. And while it may seem that you are only focusing on this particular incarnational period, we assure you that in all of the other incarnational periods, you are as well focused, believing that those are the only and the most important incarnational periods that you are involved in. To use our analogy once again, like the billions of cells that are carrying out various functions within your physical being, in each of those cells having seemingly an individual purpose, and yet all connected, and yet all part of the one that is your physical being. And so it is with all of your incarnational periods, of all of the mighty multidimensional personality that you are, seemingly carrying out individual and separate activities, and yet all one. You are all that is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion, a validation of your beliefs and belief system. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you wish, we would perhaps return and attempt to answer questions. In the meantime, we would suggest to you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the rest of you. And then so we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.